And how long will this post last?
Again, that hasn't been decided. It may be that they will select the candidate first, and then they may decide the time afterwards in discussions with the winning or the successful candidate. Winning mightn't be the right word to use, but yeah, when they make a decision and whoever is selected, they may decide then that they want a 3-year term or a 2-year term, and that will probably be up for discussion then with the selection committee.
Is the structure within Donegal GAA to give the correct backing to whoever wins this job, let's put it that way?
Well, you would hope that they would. Obviously, there will be a need for maybe a course of strength and conditioning, especially for the younger players coming through. I presume that will be high on the list of any of the candidates when they're doing their interviews. They will have people that they want, and these things don't come cheap. So there will be a financial aspect to maybe the interviews as well, as regard what will be available to them, and that might be a factor in them deciding to, you know, whether they want to go any further with their application.
Yeah, that's an important point, because yeah, some might say, well, I'll take the job under the following conditions.
Yes, that could well arise, and I'm sure, you know, they will have questions to ask as well. They'll have questions to ask the people representing the Donegal County Board, you know, so it's a two-way thing.
Well, you're around the Gaelic scene for a good period of time, Peter. What's the feeling within Donegal as to what might or what should happen for this post?
Well, initially, when the vacancy arose, we did an online poll, but what we did is we just put every name that we felt was being mentioned at the time. And people responded to it quite well. Now, the number one person on that poll was James Horan of Mayo. And obviously, maybe from very early on, we knew that he wasn't a candidate, but it just shows you that, you know, he's obviously held in very high regard by the GAA people of Donegal, or by the supporters of the Donegal County team. But closely behind at that stage was Declan Bonner. He would have been number two. And I think it was Martin McHugh that would have been number three. So that was maybe a small litmus test of the feelings within the county in that week. There'll probably be other polls done now in the week, given that we have four names left. And it'll be interesting to see how the public feel about it then. But that was back about 2-3 weeks ago, and that was the situation then. So in the county, the feeling I'm getting from people on the ground and going to matches is I think they would like a Donegal person in charge of Donegal. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not like that. That's no way to cast any you know, doubt on any of the people who have qualified. It's just what I'm hearing on the ground. Whether that'll be a factor, obviously the interviews, if people apply, it'll be obviously the best person for the job that you would expect that'll get it. Now, who will end up as Donegal manager? I wouldn't like to wager any bets at this stage.
Now, there's another factor as well, and that is the number of Donegal players that are living and working outside the county. That's a big factor, because I remember meeting a number in Dublin there in the spring, and I was told there were 16 members of the Donegal panel working or living in Dublin, and the amount of effort that they had to put in to try and train there and train back in Donegal was mm-hmm. enormous.
Yeah, that will always be a factor, but I suppose it may not be a big deciding factor in actually who gets the position. It's going to be a headache for whoever has it, especially at the moment with such a big number of young 20, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. Most of those are still in college in Dublin. But it doesn't seem to faze them to be able to leave Dublin and go to training and organise their life around it. It's obviously very difficult, but most of them, you know, they do like to be involved at inter-county level, and they're prepared to put their life on hold for that. And you know, as long as they're willing to do that, you know, Donegal should have a future.
Are the interviews taking place this week?
Again, we would need to get a press release from the county board, which I don't really expect to get. But I'm told that they will start this week. There was a due to be a county committee meeting tomorrow night. It's been put back a week. But I would doubt very much that they would, all the interviews and everything would be complete for that county committee meeting, which would be next Monday night, the 11th. Then the next scheduled meeting of county committee after that is the first Monday in October. That might be a more realistic target. But in the meantime, if they felt they had... they had the process complete, they can call a meeting to put the candidate before county committee for ratification, you know, any time. So, you know, probably when they do have the process complete, they will do it fairly quickly, because they don't want it to be hanging around. Once they have the process complete, they'll probably want to put that candidate before the clubs of Donegal to see are they happy.
I presume candidates will be allowed to bring in computers and use technology to put forward their case, not like the situation back in the...
You would think so. I don't know how IT savvy the four candidates are, but you would expect that they would have something like that prepared. A number of them, well, they obviously have been looking for this interview for a number of weeks, so I presume they are working in the background and also working on their backroom teams, which will probably be the biggest and most important part of the whole process, to see what help each... I don't think any of the candidates, you know, on their own. It's the team they have behind them that will probably be a very big factor in the final decision.
Yeah, it'll be the overall package that they bring to the table.
That's what I would think. Certainly, if I was on the top table and don't for 1 minute want to be there, if I was there, I'd be looking at the overall package and how the candidates want to bring players. You know, there's a range of players from that are 17 at the moment. The likes of Aaron Doherty and people like that who won't be minor next year, who will have to be prepared. And possibly maybe one of the other big factors in the whole process is it would be very helpful if the under-20 management was also part of the senior management, because, you know, the under-20 is going to run parallel with the senior championship in Ulster next summer. And, you know, in the past we've had different managers, separate management teams, and we know quite well in a number of times that it didn't work out. There was friction, and it can be to the detriment of Donegal football, and I wouldn't like to see that happening. So whoever is taking on the under-20 management positions should be closely associated with the senior management, and, you know, there should be no need for friction this time around.
Could you see maybe a couple of the candidates coming together and putting forward the case now as senior manager and under-20 manager?
Well, that could well be. I know what in the statement issued by Gary McDade this morning, he has an interest in the under-20 post. there'd be people who would think that Sean Paul Barrett would have a big interest in the under 20 post as well, given that he was in charge of the under 18s this year, and you know he had the under 18s last year, so he would know all of those players. So I'm sure he has an interest in that as well. So I'm not sure whether the two can be integrated unless it was part of the backroom team of the senior team. One of those people took the under-20s. It may not be as big a problem this year as it has been in the past, because under-20s, if you're involved with the Ulster Senior Championship on the panel of 26 or 24, you're actually ineligible to play for the under-20s anyway. So there may not be the same friction or same turnover or
demand for the players
between the two panels.
Mm-hmm.